Building Services.
Hey, can I speak to Tom, please?
He is away from his desk right now. Can I take a message?
I'm not sure. Well, maybe. So, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. We have his application all together. I just had a few questions about his outstanding loans. It looks like, yeah, do you think there's someone else that might be able to help me with that, or is that all?
Just a moment. Just a moment. He should be available now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, Sam, and you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I've actually got your stuff all wrapped up here. I just needed to get one last thing from you, and we're good to go. So we got all the statements, we got your tax return, got the page app. It's the outstanding loan information that we kind of need to consolidate a little bit, and then just kind of use it to explore the best programs for you. So, I know it's a bit of a hard one for you. You're having a hard time finding the documents. I don't need specifically the sheets if you don't have them, but if you can kind of just summarize for me, the total amount that's still outstanding, the original amounts, and just kind of what the payment terms were, things like that, just so we can... The thing is, we're going to try to explore two ways for you. The one is, like we said, to take a fourth position after all these loans. That's usually going to be the most expensive. Trying to get you the better deal would be to consolidate these loans, or as many as we can, at least. So if I can break it down and kind of explore that best, it'll open much more programs for you, and that'll be, I think, a better fit for what you're looking to do here.
Okay, let me see what I got here.
Sure. Take your time. Looks like what I have on file so far from our last conversation is you had, I think, four loans. I'm not sure. And one was through from Can Capital through IMCA.
Okay, Can Capital.
Okay.
Here's what I think.
Sure.
The original amount was $150,000.
Okay.
The payment was $676.95 a day.
$676.95 a day.
And the we're gonna have to back into this. Right now, put total amount owed as $54,894.55.
54,894.55.
Okay, now we're going to go back and revisit that in a minute, okay?
Got you.
Then there is LCF / Everett Business Funding.
Everett, like E-V-E-R-E-T-T?
Everest, I'm sorry.
Everest. Gotcha. Everest funding. All right.
The original amount was $60,000.
Gotcha.
The total amount owed is $28,800.08.
$28,800.08. That's what you owe that's left? Of that $60,000?
That's what we're writing down now. We're going to go revisit that, okay?
Gotcha.
The payment amount was $1,028.57 a day.
$1,028.50 per day. Okay. So that's with LCF. So we have Can Capital and LCF. We can try to backtrack a little bit. For the Can Capital, the original amount you said was $150,000, and then the payments was $676. Do you know the total payback amount after you include the interest and everything else? So you guys took out $150,000. Do you know what you'd be paying back at the end. I guess we could calculate it, kind of work backwards on that one too, but about the term? Usually you should say it somewhere on that document, for the most part.
Let's skip that for a minute, okay?
Sure. We'll go back.
Okay. This gets... I gave you LCF / Everest business funding. Okay.
So we had that you owed... Mm-hmm.
The original loan was $60,000.
What you owe now is $28,800, and you guys are doing $1,028 a day. And
right.
How long was that loan for? The $60K originally was 6 months, 1 year.
It would have been. I don't know. I don't know. Let's get back to that. Okay. Let me tell you what I can.
Sure.
Then I've got one, the LCF group.
LCF group.
The original amount was $25,000.
Gotcha.
The total amount owed was $26,100.
Okay.
The payments were $450 a day.
$450 a day. Okay, so you took out $25K, and then after paying $450 a day, you'll pay back a total of $26,100. That's what you mean, total amount owed?
If I'm looking at this right, if I'm interpreting this right,
right,
the original amount was... paid back so far... I would have paid back, let's just say that on that one, the payback would have been $36,700.
$36,700 would be the payback. Gotcha.
And
how much is left of that?
Well, $28,800.
You got $28,800 left. Okay. $28,800. And that's on $450 a day, is that right?
That's correct.
Do you know how long that one went on for? Was it 1 year, 6 months? Does it say anywhere there?
The first one was the IMCA was 14 months, and everything else was either 4 or 6 months. And but let me get through the information I've got on these screens, and then maybe we can back into some of this other stuff.
Hello.
Gotcha. Let's go for that.
Okay. Bank Card Financial Group / Forward Financing.
Bank Card?
Bank Card Financial Group / Forward Financing.
Gotcha. Bank Card Financing Group / Forward Financing.
The original amount borrowed was $50,000.
Okay.
The amount I owed at a point in time was $60,417.50.
$417. Okay.
And I had paid back $12,083.40.
So you've paid $12,000.
So let's back up to IMCA.
Sure.
And I told you. Okay, we had a original loan amount of $150,000.
Okay.
I owed $54,894.55. I had paid back
$149,605.95. Okay. So right now you currently owe the $54,000 and you've already paid back $149,000.
No, I don't owe 54.
Okay.
That was back in at the end of last year before I got into the payment plan with Corporate Turnaround. So all of these amounts that I owe have been reduced.
I got you. Okay.
Okay, so IMCA, I had paid back $149,605.95. On the LCF Everest Business Funding.
Yes.
Where I borrowed 60.
Right.
I had paid back $57,999.92.
And then you still owed 28.
Correct.
Okay. So if we add those together, that should have been the total payback amount on that.
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha.
On the LCF group, I borrowed $25,000. I had paid back $11,700.
Okay.
And that's where I owed $26,100.
Gotcha.
And then on bank card financial / Ford financing, I borrowed 50.
Yep.
I had paid back $12,083.40. And the amount I owed was $60,417.50.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Now the amounts owed have been reduced. But I honestly, let me see.
So you said the IMCA was for 14 months, but everything else was either 4 to 6 or 6 to 8?
4 to 6.
4 to 6, okay. Yeah, we can. Sounds good.
Do the amounts that I owed add up to
$212,144.93? The amounts that you originally owed. Okay, let me take a peek here. So I'll add them up here. We got for Can Capital. You said you took out $150K and you were on $676.95 a day, but
wait a minute. Okay, Can Capital, I owed $54,894.55.
And how much did you pay?
I had paid back $149,605.65.
$149,605.
Okay. LCF, I owed $28,800.08.
And you paid back $57,999.
Right. And
okay,
LCF,
so
I owed $26,100. And Everett, I owed $64.17.170.
I'm sorry, that was for Everett?
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Which one was that? That was IMCA.
Yeah.
Said he needs to take over my computer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, the $54,000, or about $55,000 from Can Capital, plus the $28,000 from LCF Everett funding, plus LCF Group, which was $26,000. And then the IMCA, which was $54,000. And then forward financing and bank card, which was 60,000. That comes out to 224, about 224,000. So that seems about right, almost the 212. Seems pretty close. The IMCA, do you remember the pit? Is there a payment amount? Was it daily?
Daily, weekly? Everything was daily.
Okay, and how much was the daily payments for IMCA for that 150K originally?
For 10 of you. And then just update with the email, update with the number, update with the business. We still have the same name and everything, so just make sure that everything is still there.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't. No. You. I don't need your. I don't need.
676.95. So is the IMCA the same as the CAN Capital? Those are one.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. So
you're still gonna Okie dokie. So that was one loan. And then the LCF Everest Group, we had original was 60K. You owed 28,800. You'd paid 57,999, and that was at 1,028 a day. For the LCF Everest funding, do you know the term on that? Was it 6 or 8 months? Or, I mean, sorry, 4 or 6 months?
I'm going to
go over to Jeremiah.
6 months is...
Ask him what he needs. He just said...
times five.
Ask him, Jaw asked you, Jaw asked what he needs.
4.33 times five. Big 22.
That's what you need. Anyways, cool. So... Anyway, so basically...
And I it's important, it will take 2 minutes.
All right, just go ahead.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hopefully it's important. Tell me if it's important.
I will. Because you moved fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got 4.33.
No worries.
Times 6 months. Times 5 days would be 130 payments. So 130 times 1028, 57, 133. I don't. What you'd have to do would be.
Do the math backwards and back into it. I got it. Okay, sounds good. I'll go for it. Yeah, I can do that. So then the last thing I just need is the dates that you took those out. So if that's kind of easy enough to find on there. So for the IMCA CAN Capital, do you remember when that was taken out, the 150?
January 8th.
So that was January 8th?
January 8th, 2015.
Gotcha. All right. And then the LCF Everest funding, the 60K?
Was September 9th, 2015.
2015. Okay. And then LCF Group,
Hello?
The 25K?
Hello?
10/21/2015.
Great, and then just the forward financing bank card, 50K.
10/21/2015.
Gotcha. Okay. And so then when you went to corporate turnaround, you had these four loans outstanding. It looks like they may have reduced it down to what you said, 212,144.
Yeah.
Did they consolidate everything? Do you still owe these companies individually, or is that with just corporate turnaround now? I guess as in, do you still make those payments to LCF, CAN Capital, IMC?
No, I pay corporate turnaround.
You only pay corporate turnaround?
I only pay corporate turnaround.
Okay, and what does corporate turnaround have you on? The original amount was $212,144. Did you guys start this recently?
They show that the original amount was $212,144. $134.93 and
okay.
Currently owe $125.86.93.
Okay, and when did you start with them?
Another option I'm gonna run numbers for is basically like an extra capital.
When I submit it, can I just write, can you apply for commission?
Yeah, so the first option is we're gonna
actually looks like
I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, but to the customer it sounds like you know your shit and you're gonna find the best
December of 2015.
December 2015. Okay. So,
the
basically, as far as Cant Capital, LCF Group, Everest Funding, Forward Line, Bank Card, those are all basically consolidated into the corporate turnaround account, which you currently owe $125,860 for. Mm-hmm. And what's the payment plan for that, for the corporate turnaround?
I pay $9,000 a month.
$9,000 a month?
I'm
spending on
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm telling him Google.
Got you. And do you know what the total payback is going to be, or how long the term's for with corporate turnaround? If you started in December, paid $9,000 a month. Let me see if I could do this math here. So we got 212. So December, January, February. So you would have made about, I think, 9 payments so far,
anyway.
At 9,000 each, paid back about 81,000.
Can you hang on 1 second?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so let's just pretend, let's just do one, so.
Yeah.
So what we can do is we're going to search our lead ID, so this is part
of I'm sorry, I've been on.
So 285-1346.
Okay, yes, I have it. Well, getting it notarized is not a, it's not an issue. I've got it. Okay, give me 2 seconds, and I'll have it coming your way. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke back in January. I know it's been some time.
Sam, I got to do something real quick. If you want to stay on the phone, you're welcome to. It won't take me but probably 2 minutes to get this done.
Sure. I can hang tight if you'd like.
Okay, hang on.
I know that you said that, summer was really busy for you.
Did you get that, Angela? I emailed it. To make sure you get it, take it up there. Okay, so we're good to go? Thank you very much, Angela. Thank you, you too. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, Sam.
No worries, Tom. No problem. Business. So, yeah, honestly, I think I've got most of what I have here. What I was asking you last was the corporate turnaround account. You guys had paid $9,000 a month starting in December. It makes sense that you guys are down to about $125,860. Do you know when you guys would be done with this? How long the term was, I guess? So if you started in December 2015.
I'm under the impression that we've got 13 more payments.
13 more payments.
I'm not,
I can double check that math here. Definitely.
Where I got that.
Yeah, so I guess 13 times 9,000 should have to equal 125. So let's see what the math does here. 13 times 9,000. That's pretty close. 117.
Yeah, 13, 14 payments, something like
13,
that.
13, 14 payments. Okay. So real quick question on what happened here with corporate turnaround. What did they do? I'm not 100% familiar. They took all of your other stuff through Can Capital, LCF, LCF Group, Forward Line. They consolidated those all. Do you have payoff letters? Are you done with all them? Is it the only amount you owe now just to corporate turnaround?
No, corporate turnaround, I still owe these other companies. Corporate turnaround,
okay.
It's handling it for me.
Okay.
What they did was literally save my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I went from paying $14,000 a week to $9,000 a month. And they handled all of that.
Okay.
And quite frankly, after what they've done for me, I'm not real anxious to pull out of their program.
I understand, definitely. It looks like a decent program, to be honest. At $9,000 a month, it looks like they have you guys pretty set for 13 or 14 more months. It makes things a little simpler for us now that they've kind of got it handled and that your payment plans are a little more simplified. Do you know what would be in it for them? I'm kind of curious as to why they did that. You said they reduced it. Are they making interest off of it? Did they?
No,
yeah?
No. They charge one-third of what they saved me.
They charge one-third of what they saved you.
Correct.
Nice.
They negotiated the rates. They negotiated down what was owed. And, let's see. I pay them 23 times 9,000. I'll pay them $207,000, and I owed considerably more than that. So.
Right. Yeah, if we add it all up, I think you owe somewhere like $240 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said they reduced it down to $212. Is that right?
At that point in my life, I had my head in a vice.
Oh, I believe it. I must have been rough. Yeah.
$15,000 a week. It was. And I didn't ask a whole lot of questions. I didn't think it could be done. They did it. It's not that $9,000 a month is not a burden. But it's one I've been able to live with.
Much better than $14,000 a week. I tell you that's for sure.
And
yeah.
I still had folks calling wanting to loan me money.
Right. I believe it. Well, yeah, it looks like, you told me about that project that fell through last year, and I guess you guys have to pile on all this debt, so it kind of all just happened in bad timing. But I'm sure that was kind of a bit of a rough patch. Seems like you guys are doing pretty a little bit better here. I was kind of taking a peek through the bank statements and stuff. You don't have any negative balances. Meeting that $9,000 a month, like we said, is still kind of a burden, but didn't seem to be a problem here so far. Hasn't really, you know,
no,
come across.
No, when we're billing at the rate of, if you look at our bank statements, we average about $200,000 a month in billings.
Yeah.
Which should be increasing. And we're a profitable we're a very profitable business at that point.
Right. It's very true. Yeah. Yeah, and $200K a month in billing is pretty liquid. I guess that just has to be allocation. All right, Tom. So I'll tell you what. I think I've got everything I need here. I guess so. From now on, you're paying corporate turnaround. Corporate turnaround is paying off these guys, Can Capital, LCF, and everything else. But they didn't consolidate or close those accounts and just make it through them.
They are making monthly payments on those accounts.
On those behalf. Okay. Okay. That seems like a good company there. So I'll go ahead and just start crunching these numbers. I think I've got something to work with here. The amount that you originally owed corporate turnaround, you said was 212, and now it's just 125. Does that sound right?
That's
okay.
Correct.
And you owed them 23 payments, so it's about a little under 2 years of $9,000 a month.
I'm sure that information is available, but you know, let's just go with 24 payments of $9,000 a month that I originally owed.
2 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That sounds a little more reasonable.
Sounds good. And when they negotiated your stuff with all these other guys, it looks like you would have owed more like 245 or so. How did they bring it down to 212? That was just through them talking directly to these other companies?
Yep.
Okay. So that was a good deal. They kind of knocked it down a few, you know, tens of thousands. It was pretty significant.
Well, you know, if you look at the numbers on some of these, when you borrow 60 and you're paying back 82 in 4 months' time,
that's right.
The interest rate is just
ridiculous.
And if those are the interest rates you're talking about, I can't afford that either. So.
Oh, I understand. No, that's not what I had in mind for us here. Absolutely not. I was actually just kind of getting a big picture. It looks like these groups like LCF and Can Capital, they try to leverage it. Like you said, you're paying back, it looks like, what, $81,000 on a $60,000 loan. You're looking at like 40%. Yeah.
And in 6 months, that's 80% per year. I mean, and I know I took those loans out, but I mean, at the time I had a gun to my head to
of course.
I felt like I had a gun to my head to,
of
to
course.
Produce money to keep this company.
To keep it alive, going through a hard time. Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm really not interested in rocking the boat with corporate turnaround.
I got you.
Can you hang on one more second?
Sure, sure. Sure. Yeah, so we were talking about rocking the boat with corporate turnaround. It looks like they've got you on a pretty good deal. It makes it a little easier to be in a second position behind them because they're taking care of some of the stuff for the other guys. If we can somehow get you a better deal, I'll definitely offer that to you. What you do with that is up to you, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of see. But yeah, if you said you're owing them about 125 more and you're looking to take out 100 yourself, so total of 225 or so, I'm going to run through all the programs. We're going to qualify you for the largest amount possible, and of course you can only have to take what you need, so it kind of works a little bit like a line of credit. But so we'll definitely get these numbers working. I'll give you whatever we've got, and then I should be able to get your call back here, I think, by the end of the day with a little bit more news. If not, it'd be first thing tomorrow morning. So
that would be fine. Now
sure,
You know, what I was working to with all these guys was they say you take this out and you pay it back, and then we'll loan you more money at a lesser rate. And
right. Right.
That never happened.
Right.
But I would like to establish,
of course,
a relationship with a bank, with an individual.
Yes.
Because I'm a general contractor, and banks don't loan to general contractors.
Of course.
They just don't.
Sure.
And there are times when I have needs for cash that I would like to establish, you know, a relationship with somebody like yourself. That,
sure.
That I take the first one off, take the first loan out, will you pay it off? I get this stuff with Can Capital taken care of, or continue to take care of that in a responsible way. And then, you know, rates come down, and I understand you're never going to be at bank rates, but
sure. I'll tell you what, Tom. So honestly here, this is our first priority. We're a little different from Can Capital LCF because our first priority is to establish that client relationship. And like you said, once you start coming back to us and once you have a payment history, and we actually offer refinancing halfway through the current loan. So if we were to give you something now and you go halfway through it and things have been going well, the payments have been being made, we can refinance that for you at a better rate, finish off that loan. And like you said, we do work with a lot of you guys contractors who are just, it's a small liquidity problem that you're waiting to get paid, but you get a lot of jobs. So they're generally a little bit more safer. We get the recurring where you guys keep coming back, and that's perfect. That's exactly what we're set up for. So as you come and establish more with us, those more programs are going to open up to you. You'll have more deals, better rates. And like you said, yeah, maybe we're not be able to meet the bank rates, but they'll definitely be coming in a way where you'll be familiar with them. You would be able to have that one-stop shop, you know, when you have a big project coming up, just need some additional funding. That is definitely our priority. So I will keep that here. I'd love to be your contact person here. We can definitely start working. Okay. The first thing we're going to try to do is get you the best deal we can on this project here. Okay. We got your credit report. It was pretty decent. The one thing that hit you a little bit was some inquiries with a couple others. But like I said, we've been working with guys in your industry here for a while, so we're familiar with all that stuff. And
I get calls. I get 4 and 5 calls every day.
Of course.
Of people wanting to loan me money. And I just quit taking them. Why I took yours, I'm not sure. Sometimes some people sound better than others, but I've
sure.
You know, I...
I understand.
Anyway,
I got
see
you,
what
son.
You can do.
I'll do my absolute best. I'm going to walk this through personally. I'm going to take care of it. And then by the end of the day, I should have some good news. If not, I'll definitely be in touch. And if anything comes up or if I have some questions, I'll go ahead and give you a call back on this number. But you sound a little busy over there, so.
Yeah.
To say the least. All right, Tom, let me get cracking on this, and I'll get in touch with you as soon as I got something going here.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
No worries. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.